Tim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Crazy times we're living in now, in a fluid situation, a lot of different things happening. And I always like to bring experts in to talk about things that impact their industry, their day-to-day operation. And we have two local longtime funeral directors in town here, Jill Henry and Annette Spear, and we talk about visitation and funeral recommendations as it relates to this COVID-19 pandemic. So Annette Spear and Jill Henry are here, so let's begin our conversation. Well, I guess we'll start with you, Annette. What are the things that you need to tell people in regards to this?
It goes along with any group of people that you're having over 10 people. They're saying not to bring people together. And unfortunately, that includes all of our funerals and visitations because we have large families here. And in a small community, everybody wants to come out and support everybody at this time, which is wonderful. That's why we love living in small communities. But it's not cohesive right now with this illness that's going around.
So take us through the process. There's a death in your family, and this week or early next week, you have a funeral that will be scheduled. And how is that put together with the limitations, with visitation, things of that nature, services? So I guess just take us through how that would work.
Well, as funeral homes, we're still going to be available to serve families 24/7, but just how we do visitations and funerals is just going to change a little bit. Right now, the governor's mandate is 50 people or less, but like you said, Jim, this is a fluid situation, so I mean, that could change in an hour, that he moves it down to the national recommendations of 10 people. So we'll just have to try and, I mean, we're all in this together. We're all kind of learning as we go, and we'll just have to adjust. And
so then, because I think I read somewhere about what can happen is you can have the funeral and then potentially maybe wait and have a memorial service at a later date. Is
right.
that what I'm understanding?
Right. You could have, they're saying 10 people, so very immediate family. And, you know, Annette and I both are, you know, when this all passes, you know, offer that to families to have a public service.
There's also the option of live streaming it if we want, or putting it on right. Facebook. We can do that for families. And again, that depends on if the families want that. Some families don't like that whole social media thing. But things are changing right now, and we may have to work with that.
So right now in the state, it's 50, you mm-hmm. said. So that would mean if you had a visitation from 2 to 4 today. Okay, we're speaking on what is today, the 18th of March. So if I have a visitation today from 2 to 4. So me, my brother, my mom and dad, 6 cousins, what is that, 10, grandma and grandpa, 12, a couple of other relatives, we're up to 16. Okay, that's 16 in the room. So are you then limited at 34 people coming through that visitation line from 2 to 4?
50 people in the
max.
Building,
mm-hmm.
and that's including funeral home staff. So 50
and
people.
That's why a recommendation is private family, because that way you don't worry about exposing them to anybody from the public coming in and talking to you. Because what does everybody want to do at a time like this? You want to hug them and console them,
or
shake hands. And we don't, I mean, we can have hand sanitizer out there. That doesn't mean everybody's going to use it, or that they're washing their hands before they come in the building. One recommendation I heard, and it's a possibility, and I didn't mention this to Jill, where we could have the family come in the night before, have their private time, and then the next day the building is open during regular business hours for people to come in on their own, and that way you just have a trickle in. You wouldn't have the exposure to the family, because that's who we're trying to protect. We're trying to protect the family from exposure to this and ourselves, because we want to be here to help the public when their time comes.
So the state 50 is a mandate. You have to
mm-hmm.
do that.
Correct.
But that could change
in 10 minutes.
Whenever.
I mean,
because our national funeral directors are saying the guidelines, they're saying we could go down to 10 because the national funeral directors is saying It was 50, and now it's down to 10, according to the president. Was that yesterday? I can't keep track.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fluid situation. Yeah. We're talking at 8:10 a.m. On March the 18th is when we're recording this conversation. So we have you in here today, and I want to make sure, so you kind of set the parameters out what's going on right now. Have I not asked you something that you need to get on? You know, what have you got the information on as we have this discussion here? I want to make sure we covered all our bases here.
Well, I mean, if you do come to a visitation while this 50-person rule is in effect, I mean, they say you need to try to don't hug, don't kiss, don't shake hands. You know, Annette and I live here in Mercer County, and we just want everyone to be safe. We don't want
to be the reason it comes.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And that's why your profession, how difficult it has to be for that. When you're talking about the limitations now you have to put in place at a time of grieving.
Right.
And then you not only have to put the, you know, limitation in place, but don't you dare hug grandma who's hurting really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a weird
time.
And it's tough to, you know, maneuver those type of things, but you have to do it now.
Right. I mean, better safe than sorry. I mean,
So we have Annette here and Jill here, Jill Henry and Annette Spear, Jill Henry with Denison Funeral Home, Annette Spear with Spear Funeral Home. So people are listening today, maybe at the tail end of this, or they've listened to this conversation online, and they're thinking of questions about these rules or these regulations. I guess contact information, if people have questions about this type of stuff, can they get a hold of you and talk about this?
They can always call either of us at the funeral home. You can go on our websites. I posted something the other day about our state recommendations. And again, like it's changing day to day, but just use common sense. I mean, that's mainly what it is, but they can always
sick,
call us.
If you're not feeling well, don't come.
Yeah.
You know, you can reach out to the family, send them a card. We've our websites, you can leave online condolences, mm-hmm. and just wait this out. Go visit them when all this is over, or we can have a larger public service down the road when all this clears up.
But call first. Call the funeral home if you're not sure what their requirements are. It doesn't hurt to call and ask.
That's what we're here for.
All right. We appreciate Jill Henry coming in today, and Annette Spear as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.